Universal primary education by 2015 is among the so-called Millennium Development Goals set 7 years ago by the United Nations. While significant gains have been made toward reaching that goal, much more needs to be done, especially in Africa. High school dropouts like Fati Say face an uncertain future, complicated by poverty, disease, and malnutrition. The 24-year-old woman from Senegal is working to beat the odds. Doing odd jobs at a garage outside the capital city, Dakar, she learned that she could get automotive skills in a program run by a local private organization. She says they would teach me to be an automobile mechanic. It was free, and I enrolled. The program run by Case des Jeunes Femmes, or Young Women's Shelter, offers both classroom studies and hands-on experience with mechanics at the garage. Taking an engine apart for the first time, Say seems unfazed by the fact that women rarely do this kind of work. She says, as long as you love your job, you will do it well, and that is what matters. Young Women's Shelter works with dropouts and single mothers and helps get homeless girls and prostitutes off the streets. UNESCO finds that in sub-Saharan Africa, girls make up more than half the 38 million children who are not in school. The girls, unlike their brothers, are usually kept home to do chores and to care for siblings and sick parents. Carolyn Bartholomew heads the Basic Education Coalition, a Washington-based consortium of international development groups. She says keeping girls in school pays off in a multitude of ways.
You get economic development returns, you get healthier children, you get lower infant mortality, HIV/AIDS prevention, stronger families, and there's a positive cycle. Educated mothers are far more likely to educate their own children, so you get a cycle that moves things positively into the future.
In East Africa, girls growing up among the semi-nomadic Maasai tribes of Kenya face cultural obstacles to an education. Traditional values force many to accept early arranged marriages. Many girls are also forced to submit to female circumcision, a controversial procedure critics call female genital mutilation, which aims to reduce their sexual responsiveness. A few girls, such as 14-year-old Evelyn Matayaki, make their way to the AIC Primary School, a boarding school with more than 600 girls located near a small town south of Nairobi. Against her father's wishes, Evelyn came to this school when she was five, brought by her two older sisters, both of whom had been circumcised.
My father was annoyed of us. He was not even talking to us. He was saying that he's going to curse us. But all those things, after we came here, people advised us.
The school rescue center accommodates 75 girls who live and take classes through high school, supported by a Kenya-based NGO. Evelyn says she hopes to become a lawyer.
I really want to fight against this FGM, against the early marriages, and I'm very sure that I'll become a great person in this Maasai culture that forces these girls to be married. And circumstances when they are very young, I'll make sure that it is ended. And I'll promise my girls won't be circumcised.
The Maasai view these rescued girls as rebels and a threat to their traditional way of life. Teacher Catherine Korompoi, a Maasai herself, says Maasai culture must evolve to survive.
I feel we are the ones to be agents of change in this society. And whenever I see these girls being happy because they are not forced into something they never wanted, I feel so good. And because I know that if we don't bring change this time, then it might never come. Because we are the ones to change this community. And if these girls change positively, then it means they'll change the whole community.
And that change, according to Basic Education Coalition Director Carolyn Bartholomew, will depend on access to a quality education, resources, and a commitment from all sectors of society.
Everywhere from the family, the father who decides that even though perhaps in his society it's not a good thing to educate girls, but decides that his girls should be educated, to the national leaders who are putting education programs together, to the leaders of the developing world who have the funds in order to be able to assist those programs.
Bartholomew says educated citizens are central to Africa's future. They promote democracy and stability. With so much at stake, she says, no society can afford to leave half its population behind.
Investing in education for women is the best investment we can make. We have, in this world, 781 million people who are illiterate. Two-thirds of them are women. Now think of what could be contributed to the world at large if those women could participate more fully in their societies.
Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.